Like a doctrine is a belief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a belief system that you learn. I think it's both teachable. It's mm-hmm. both teachable and learnable.
Yeah.
So it's a belief system that you get to learn, and you end up believing in it, and you grasp it, and you like grow with it. You run with it. So I think I can basically just say, it's a belief. Like a doctrine is a belief. Like this is something that you believe in, that you just have like so much faith in. Yeah, I think that's the easiest term.
Right. It's a belief. You believe, and you. I didn't get your part.
So I said,
mm-hmm.
a doctrine for me, right?
Yeah.
Is a set of beliefs. Like it's a strong set of beliefs that are either teachable. Okay, actually not either.
Mm-hmm.
It's both teachable and learnable.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So if, but yeah, it's not making sense. You can call us on 0962870921. I'm going to open the lines. I think a few minutes from now, you'll be able to come through and give us, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. So now that you've defined what a doctrine is, how, from your point of view, I know I'm going to put you on the spotlight.
Yeah.
But maybe not mentioning the names.
No problem.
Which specific doctrines do you feel really people crush with?
In terms of relationships,
yes.
What particular doctrines people clash with?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I think the biggest doctrine is, like if you go to a different church,
mm-hmm.
right, that doesn't have the same set of values, or like
mm-hmm.
they don't align like spiritual goals. I was about to give me an example. Then you said I shouldn't. But okay.
Uh-huh.
Like when you bring two different churches that have different doctrines,
uh-huh.
it's very hard for people to like come together and like say, okay, our love conquers everything. It's you and I against the world.
Uh-huh.
But I think in such instances where two different church doctrines, I think that causes so much clashing. You know,
because
uh-huh. you have a certain church that says, okay, at my church, we only like the color purple, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
And the other one says, mine is just blue. But then there's nothing like the doctrines teaching to say, look, be it blue or purple, you can still come together to like form a certain
mm-hmm.
color, you know? So I think that in itself does really act like, it really just causes so many relationships clash. We've seen people go their separate ways, even when they just go to the final end of it to say, okay, this is where we're going, like in the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But simply because of the two different church doctrines, it causes them to just...
to just go separate ways.
To go their separate ways.
Right. So if I am going... Okay, fine. Let's just mention names.
Okay.
Because we have the Pentecostals, we have the Catholics, we have the SDAs, we have the Jehovah's Witnesses,
yes.
and to mention but a few.
Yes.
If I, Kayombo,
because mm-hmm.
even the Pentecostal, even in the Pentecostal setup, we also have people, we have
yes.
people that believe certain things,
sure.
different things. There
yes.
are some people that believe so much in the grace.
Yes.
Like, well, you can sin, Jesus died.
Yes.
And you're saved.
Got you.
Yeah, you've got you. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And then there's some that are really like strict, like you can't do this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, I want to find out, how does doctrine play a very important role in people's relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Before we discuss about how doctrine can make a relationship fail.
Yes.
Yes. So my question is, how can a doctrine play a role in a relationship's success?
Okay.
In the success of a relationship.
The success of yeah. a relationship. I think the first things first is I'll give this point of view from the Pentecostal perspective.
Yeah.
I think the first thing that I want to say is men of God and women of God forget that when doctrines come in, it starts from the very moment someone decides to become very intentional about the relationship they have with their God, right?
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that whatever thing that this person learns after their relationship is very, how do I put it? Like, the relationship... For a relationship to work between two people, it starts from the relationship one has with their God.
Right.
Like a relationship they have with Christ, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning that even before I'm about to send out Kayombo to start dating Mofia or to start dating whoever, mm-hmm. it means that there's a certain doctrine they need to build with their God first, right? And I think the biggest thing is we've got Christians who, I don't want to say wrong doctrine, but they've not been fed the doctrine of Christ.
Mm.
That now they look at relationships in a particular lens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they look at relationships and say, if I remember, I got an Anyango one time. Sorry for swearing away.
Yeah,
but
okay.
This man says, I'm a pastor, you know, at a certain church and, and whatnot. And you could tell from his voice, like he was one of those, and I'm like, this man is an intercessor,
right?
So now, what happens is he says, it was a whole ish of tongues. It wasn't even like a very long conversation. But what he says is, for me, for me at my church, every time I speak in tongues, there's somebody who translates. Right, like he gives the direct interpretation in English, right? So if he speaks a certain time, if I say wutuka, you know, he says it in English and says run. You get what I mean, right?
Yes.
So now already there's somebody who's been taught to say the whole every time you speak in tongues, it's between you and God. You know, it's a language between you and God.
Right.
So already these are two different doctrines that are being taught, and it's doctrines like that already as an individual Christian, if you're going to date someone. And then next thing they're telling you is, me at my church, they interpret tongues in English. And the other person is saying, me, no one interprets tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Already just that doctrine itself causes a clash, like in relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important that we, first things first, we have people who are sound in the doctrine of Jesus Christ, like in the doctrine of what the word says,
mm-hmm.
and not what my man of God says. Because also the other thing I've learned, or rather I've seen around, is that every single man of God or woman of God that we look up to has a doctrine that is followed. But remember, that doctrine is given by a certain man of God. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's the same way Kayombo, maybe like mom has taught you to say every time in the morning you wake up, your bed is supposed to be spread.
Mm-hmm.
Her teaching you that was based off a lesson she learned from her mother.
Right.
Even, like it's passed on two generations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that even you notice that certain church doctrines that we use now that are not, like, they're not in the Bible.
Right.
These are doctrines that were passed on based off what someone else saw. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same way your dad would tell you to say, Kayombo, you don't wear gray socks when you're wearing a yellow pants because they don't look good. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not that he did wear them, but he probably saw it from someone else and he knew, and like, this doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So now what's happening is we've got so many relationships. First things first is we've got so many individual Christ relationships getting into relationships with other individuals that aren't rooted in Christ, that are following the doctrine of the church and not necessarily the doctrine of God. So it's very, very important that we have Christians who are sound in the doctrine of Christ in order to have relationships that are a success despite the doctrines. Because remember, at the end of the day, it's not about who goes to what church and what doctrine you believe in, but it's about God, you know. And I think this is something that has actually disturbed the church at large, in the sense that me and my church, we believe this, you at your church, we believe this, but at the end of it all, in fact, at the center of it all, it's Christ.
It's Christ,
you know.
Yes.
There's it might be King James version you're using, it might be NIV I'm using, but at the end of it all, it's Christ at the end of the day. So
right.
Yeah, I think
Oof. I'm getting now. We have people that believe that have taught their members that, like I mentioned earlier, there are churches that believe that drinking is not an issue, right? As long as just drinking a small bit,
as long as you're not insulting the neighbor.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
You enter heaven.
Yes.
And then there is another one where she's been taught that you mustn't come near where they're even brewing beer or where they're selling beer.
Yes.
Right, these people come together, and they decide to be in a relationship, but they have this, you know, this misunderstanding, this confusion, and stuff like that.
Yes.
Now, on your own, do you feel doctrines about these church doctrines? Because you mentioned there's a doctrine where you make for yourself because of your walk with Christ.
Yes.
And then there is the other one where you go into this church because you're congregating. You go to this church and, because of the church, you are now seeing things the way you're seeing them.
Yes.
So, for instance, I was SDA.
Yes.
Yeah, I was SDA, but hey, poke your feet. Sorry, people.
ribs. Oh my God.
I tell you.
Yeah.
And you know, I used to feel, you know, let's forget about that one.
Yes.
But yeah, I want to get from you. Do you feel doctrines were not supposed to be there, like these church doctrines were not supposed to be there, saying that we are Christians?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is really...